So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets.
Hello, everyone. MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. In today's show, I want to talk about how and when you torture data, it confesses. Fancy that, every single time. And I think it's a very important episode, and I know I'm kidding around a little bit, but it's actually pretty serious because in a world of fake news, and it's been around for a long time, not just the last 5 or 6 years, fake news has been around for a very long time. We have fake journalists, fake politicians, fake scientists. There's not a lot that's real, especially when it comes to the data and information that we're exposed to on a daily basis. So how, as a business owner and an investor, do you determine what is good data or what is bad data, and which data or information to use when you're making decisions regarding your business or your investments? Because these decisions that you're making with regards to your business and your investments is only going to be as good as the data and information on which it's based upon. So it's pretty important to figure out how to sift through the sea of just nonsense and fake information out there. And if you think I'm being over dramatic or over exaggerating, there's actually a book that it's been circulating. The book is called How to Lie with Statistics. It was written by Daryl Huff, and it was actually made famous by Bill Gates because it was actually one of his favorite books. He posed with it for some fake news outlet that he was interviewed on. But essentially, this book has been circulating, and it's you look at the contents in it. It's pretty interesting stuff. How you can use numbers and data to pretty much drive any agenda or narrative that you want to drive. So how do we make sense out of the data and information that we're exposed to? If we think about how we are doing it right now, we use models and frameworks to determine which is good information and which information is just bad. And those models and frameworks come from, you know, ever since we were born, our parents, our family members, society, friends, schools, universities, they help us build frameworks that eventually we utilize to make sense of the world and also process data and information. There's actually Richard Mayberry wrote a series of books called Uncle Eric, the Uncle Eric books. Those are phenomenal. Great, great liberty-focused books. But essentially, he used an example in one of them where he said, you know, I went to a football game and went to go watch the San Francisco 49ers play against the New York Yankees. And, you know, the quarterback took a snap and then threw the football and, you know, the guy on base hit it out of the park for a home run. And the person outside of the stadium caught it and dunked it into the net and scored 2 points for his team. Now, using that example, anybody that just listened to that is probably looking at me going like, are you losing it? Are you crazy? Because none of it makes any sense. And the reason why you're doing that is because of the models and frameworks that you have regarding football, regarding baseball, and regarding basketball. So you know they're different sports, you know the positions, you kind of know the verbiage that's used, you know the rules, you know how points are scored and so forth. So we use the same models and frameworks. So it's very important to understand that, number one, that we have these, and then also to take a step back and question those models and frameworks to see if it's actually good models and good frameworks. And then also always seek out different models and frameworks that we could utilize. I've learned from interviewing over 650 cash flow ninjas that they have unbelievable models and frameworks, and it's very much different from the general public. So the reason why I want, how I wanted to grow, let me just rephrase that, and learn is looking at the models and frameworks which they utilize and see how I can incorporate that and adjust my own models and frameworks, because they're clearly using different models and frameworks when making decisions regarding their businesses and regarding investments. So I usually ask a lot of questions in my interviews of these folks to try and learn that one thing from them. There's other things obviously too, but I'm huge on that mindset, models, and frameworks before you even get to strategy, tactics, implementation, and execution part of their businesses and their investment portfolios. So it's very important to understand that. The second thing, which is also great that I've learned, is to understand that in the world that we live in right now, especially in the way that we are just receiving information, whether it comes from governments, media, researchers, universities, the scientific community, quote unquote, whatever that means these days. When you're receiving information from all those different sources, you have to understand and look at also the incentives. And incentives is usually driven by agendas. So behind everything, there's an agenda, and the narratives which are shared by the outlets that's distributing information usually drives these agendas, and they usually then come up with data and information to justify that. So you have to understand that too. That was a very important thing to figure out. So if you look at the business of model, for example, of the mainstream media, as it's known, the mainstream media business model essentially is driving as much eyeballs and getting as much attention on the information that they're sharing so that they can grow their audience and they can sell bigger and bigger sponsorship packages to their real clients, which are their sponsors. So when you look at the people advertising on these big, massive platforms in mainstream media, it's usually military-industrial complex, big pharma, Wall Street, and so forth. So that's the agenda behind it. Those are the sources of the money that's driving this information, and their agendas is being pushed through by narratives presented by narrative managers. There's no more reporters or journalists. They're all just narrative managers. And they produce information and data to drive these narratives, which is pushed by agendas. So when you look at it that way, always understand, it's a big lesson that I learned, that all of these narratives which is being pushed and information that's being presented is being driven by narratives. Same with science. Science is driven by agendas these days. It's not science anymore. So look at the people. When you see a new study shows X, Y, and Z, who's paying for it? Because their agenda is being driven, and the data information from that research and that study most likely will produce what the agenda is of the people paying for it. So where do you get good sources and information? You know, what I've learned from interviewing Cashflow Ninjas, what they do, very successful people, is you're going to have to pay for it. So there are independent research groups where you pay for it. You're the client. They don't have sponsorships and advertisements and so forth on their platforms. Their clients are the people paying them for actual information. So name some examples, MC. One of the resources that a lot of people actually use is Shadow Stats. John Williams does a phenomenal job. I actually interviewed him on my show. You are the client and paying for that information, and he gives you the correct data with regards to inflation, unemployment, monetary policy, what's actually going on with regards to the currency and the monetary base and so forth. Another great resource, which a lot of folks have used that I've interviewed too, is the Trends Journal, written by the Trends Research Institute in Kingston, New York, headed by Gerald Celente. No sponsorships, just raw data, information, and they've been way ahead on the curve. I've been a subscriber for 20 years. It's been amazing, life-changing, game-changing, helped me to make decisions, which I believe was the right decisions at the time, now reflecting for my business and for investments. So those are just two sources, for example, that I would share that folks have shared on my show before too, and people that I've interviewed on my show as well. They just tell it like it is. They give you the facts, the actual data. They're not trying to give you a narrative or try to spin anything. They just give it to you and have you have a utilize that information to make the correct decision for yourself, your business, your investments, and your family, your partners, and your communities. So a very important lesson that I learned, just wanted to share this. If you torture data, it will confess all the time. Very important lesson that I've learned. If you appreciate our content and appreciate what we're doing here, please like, subscribe, share. We're trying to reach as many people as we can on many different platforms. I know everyone's all over the place. And as always, my friends, appreciate you. Thank you for spending your most valuable resource, your time with me. Until next time, live infinitely. If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.